Last week, we talked with Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson, who told us he was strongly opposed to bipartisan immigration reform measures that were included in a bill to fund emergency aid to Ukraine and Israel. That bill ultimately tanked in the Senate. The aid funding was separated out, and Johnson also voted against that. This week, we hear from Democratic U.S. Representative Gwen Moore from Milwaukee for her take on all of this. And Congresswoman, thanks very much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So at this time, as you well know, it hasn't been called to the House floor, but what is your position on the $95 billion emergency aid bill passed out of the U.S. Senate?
Well, I think that it was a gift-wrapped Republican bill, in my opinion. Many of the immigration reform advocates were opposed to it because it was very, very strident. It was very heavily based on enforcement. It gave the president, not just President Biden, but any president, a great deal of enforcement powers, the ability to shut the border down completely after 5,000 folks had crossed during a day's period of time, and to keep it shut down. It limited asylum claims, prohibited people from seeking asylum a third time, and it seemed to really disregard the welfare of children, which I thought was quite disturbing. And yet, it was a bill that President Biden said he was willing to sign. It also re-engaged the United States in the Mexico, stay in Mexico policy, and it was a gift. It was 3/4, I think, of what Republicans had wanted in their HR2 bill, and yet, they refused to move it forward.
And I want to ask you some more. I want to ask some more about that in a bit, but I also want to get your take on the emergency aid bill that would give $95 billion to Ukraine, for example, and Israel, and humanitarian aid to Gaza. What about this matter of giving this funding to Ukraine at this time? What is your position?
So I think that what's really at stake is preserving democracy in Europe. And so I think it's really important to fund the initiatives in Ukraine. They're not a NATO partner, so we don't have any boots on the ground. And the least we could do is to provide them with that aid. I just don't get it why Senator Johnson does not see that, does not lean into that. It's very puzzling.
What about
today we just had the Russian opposition leader die. We talked about it a little bit during the break, Rodriguez. It's hard to die of natural causes if you're 47 years old.
Indeed. What about giving money to Israel at this time? What's your position on that?
Well, I think it was part of the larger package. There were defensive weaponry there. I mean, Israel is in the middle of a war, and it's being attacked on all sides of its borders by the Houthis and Hezbollah and ISIS, as well as Hamas. And so I think that that is very difficult to deny your ally assistance and aid while they're at war. But I do want to say that I think Joe Biden has really indicated very clearly that he wants Benjamin Netanyahu to sort of listen to our counsel a little bit more. And if we provide them with weapons, they ought to be used defensively, and that we ought to be more strategic in seeking out Hamas militants as opposed to carpet bombing the entire population. You know, the situation is very dire. All of the Palestinians have been forced into the southern part of Israel, Rafah. I don't know if people can see the map in their mind, But there's nowhere else to go except for the Sinai Desert. And of course, Egypt, very, very concerned about their saying that they could possibly retreat from the detente that they have had with Israel. I'm very disturbed that this has turned into a regional war, and very, very concerned, as we all ought to be. So I do think that Israel is our ally, but I don't think they should take our friendship for granted. I do think that Joe Biden is very, very close to saying the quiet part out loud, that we're really going to start conditioning our support, because this should not be a revenge campaign against the Gaza people.
Turning back domestic, Congresswoman, we know that Republican Congressman from Wisconsin Mike Gallagher voted against the impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, as did you. What's your comment on his House impeachment, the secretary's?
Well, you know, in polite company and on TV, I can't really say what I would like to say. But I think Mike Gallagher's vote really is indicative of the pressure that all of these Republicans are experiencing to do what Donald Trump wants them to do. And Mike Gallagher, someone who apparently has ambitions beyond the House of Representatives, decided to just take an exit. He voted against the big lie and not certifying the election. I noted that earlier in the 118th Congress. And, you know, he's thoughtful and he has courage. And I think that it demonstrates that the great cowardice that we're experiencing here in the House.
All right. Gwen Moore, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.